Great Libyan people, you are now living through glorious hours. All the people are with us. We will have a revolution against imperialism. And I say to you, I am not afraid. Not afraid of the planes that cause such destruction. I am defiant. My home is here. I am here. I am here. I am here.
The words of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi last night in Tripoli in his first public appearance since the airstrikes against his defenses started. Let's turn now to military analyst Andrew Basevich, professor of history and international relations at Boston University. Professor, welcome back to Here and Now.
Oh, thanks very much for having me on.
Andrew, was it a mistake for the U.S. to be involved in this military operation in Libya?
I suspect it was a mistake, but not a mistake on the scale of, let's say, the invasion of Iraq in 2003. The reason I say it was a mistake is because it seems to me that if you take about three steps back and try to evaluate U.S. military efforts in this part of the world going back to 1980, when President Carter promulgated the Carter Doctrine, what we see is a heck of a lot of effort on various fronts at various times, using force in different forms. Here we're relying on air power, but always, I think, informed by the expectation that the deft use of American military might is going to fix things. And if you take that longer view, it seems to me that the record's pretty clear. We're not fixing things. We are continually confronted with disappointment, costs greater than we anticipated, consequences that nobody predicted. So I don't think that the Libya intervention, in some senses, is all that much of a big deal, and yet we are perpetuating this mistaken notion that hard power offers a solution to what ails that region of the world.
But isn't there an argument to be made that something had to be done in this case? I mean, Gaddafi was promising to slaughter his own citizens.
I understand that, and I sympathize with the humanitarian argument. I find myself wanting to ask proponents of humanitarian intervention why the circumstances in Libya rise to the level where we are called upon to do something. Because the truth is, there are awful things happening in many parts of the world. There's been probably a couple of million people killed in the Congo in the past decade, where we do turn a blind eye. So I would be just interested to understand what's the basis of discriminating to help us determine why this case rose to that level where we are called upon to act. And I would ask that question as someone who certainly concedes the point that there are cases, there are circumstances where, for humanitarian purposes, we need to act. I'm just not persuaded that Libya was one of them.
Shadi Hamid is director of the Brookings Doha Center, and he says that if this works and it gets rid of Gaddafi, it might convince the U.S. that doing the right thing is sometimes the right thing to do, and it could be a defining moment for the Obama administration supporting democracy movements in a new Middle East. What's your response to that?
This seems to imply that Libya will be a sort of a bellwether, that events in Libya will have a decisive influence on developments in the rest of the region. I wonder why one would say that. There is so much going on. There is so much change in progress, or change, it seems, to sort of hover on the edge of events. I myself would think that the course of events in Egypt is likely to be far more important. Events, of course, where we had almost nothing to do with the political change in progress, or perhaps events that have not yet occurred in Saudi Arabia. So it seems to me that the argument assigns an importance to Libya that Libya may not quite deserve.
And of course, there are protests in Yemen, Syria, Bahrain. That entire region is undergoing a dramatic change. But in Libya and this no-fly zone enforcement, do you think this is a war? The president's congressional critics say he should have come to them first before committing the U.S. military to do this. Do you agree?
Of course it's a war, and I do agree. And it, I mean, there's something very interesting here in that regard. When President Bush decided to invade Iraq back in 2003, he had a congressional authorization, was roundly criticized because he had failed to get the U.N. Security Council to authorize the act. Now we have just the reverse. President Obama got the green light from the Security Council and then didn't bother to sort of get the check in the constitutional box by getting Congress to sign off on the war. I myself think that our habit since World War II of not taking seriously this constitutional prerogative, this assignment of authority to the Congress, I think we have been mistaken in letting that wither. And I would like to see this administration and other administrations take more seriously that congressional authority.
So do you think this is going to come back to haunt Obama?
Well, it will if the war goes badly. I mean, that's sort of the politics of these things. If Gaddafi departs tomorrow and Libya makes a smooth transition to some sort of liberal order, then Obama will rightly be able to claim success and derive some political credit from that. At the moment, that doesn't seem to be the most likely outcome. So if this war drags on, if, as some people are already demanding, we need to expand our objectives to go beyond simply enforcing a no-fly zone to taking out Gaddafi's forces, well, it could be a longer war, could be a messier war, could be a more costly war, and then the president will have a harder time claiming credit.
Which way do you think it'll go?
I think one has to be very foolhardy to make predictions about war, this realm of human endeavor that is so fraught with uncertainty. My own sense would be that Gaddafi himself really is the center of gravity, that if Gaddafi decides that he's going to fight to the end, and apparently that's what he says he's going to do, this might be a longer and more difficult struggle than we would want. If Gaddafi's bluffing in that regard, if Gaddafi could be induced to go into comfortable retirement, or if a bomb, either intentionally or unintentionally, falls on Gaddafi's head and takes him out of the equation, then it seems to me the war could in fact end fairly quickly. But to emphasize, we are in the realm of uncertainty here.
Andrew Bacevich is professor of history and international relations at Boston University. Professor, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.